he's doing okay then.
Yeah, but we was weird because we afraid he started, and then her husband told us, well, I bet you a dollar Jimmy got a chance to get out, and he just had this guy in the head for California.
Yeah, but he didn't, so.
No, he didn't get out. That's what gave us all peace to go to sleep.
Yeah, I guess.
Because I'm weird myself, crazy about that. I don't say he's my pick, but he was our first grandson.
Oh.
That's his picture up there. He was our first grandson.
Yeah.
And me and his grandpa would just step around like somebody on hot eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Though we had something wonderful.
Uh-huh. Makes him sort of special.
Yeah, he was special.
Yeah, yeah.
She was about 18 when he was born.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's see what I got here. Let me ask you. What do you call that? Kind of the stuff that you eat that's round and has a hole in it and you fry it in deep fat.
Donut.
Okay. Do you have any other names for it if you make it different or if it's shaped different?
No.
Okay. Have you ever seen the kind that it's fried in deep fat and has three little strips across the hole?
No, I never have seen that.
Okay. What if you take just a lump of donut dough and dip it with a spoon and then fry it, you know, and you don't make a hole in the middle. Do you call that anything different?
Pancake.
Okay. What do you have on? Tell me how to make pancakes. How do you usually do it?
Just beat up with eggs and sweet milk.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what?
A little pinch of baking powder and soda.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you eat on pancakes?
Butter and syrup.
Okay. Okay. Let's see, is there anything else that's kind of like syrup, but it's thicker?
Honey.
Okay, anything else?
Jelly.
Okay.
But I never did eat any of them on.
Always just syrup?
All the syrup and butter is what I always on my pancake.
Yeah. Let's see. What do you put in bread to make it rise?
Baking powder. And if you're making sour milk bread, you put a little soda and baking powder and salt.
Okay.
Lard.
What if you don't use baking powder or soda? Would you use something else for a different kind of bread?
Light bread. Yeast.
Yeah. What?
Yeast. Light bread.
Uh-huh. Okay. What are the two parts of the egg?
Yolk and the yellow.
Okay. Okay. Which is which? Would you tell me, kind of? I mean,
the yolk is white.
Uh-huh.
And you beat it and make it rise, uh-huh. And put it on a couple of your pies. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make an ice and make kind of a, I don't know what they call it, but I always just call it the white of the egg on top of the pie. And put a little pinch of sugar in it and a little pinch of salt to make it rise good.
Uh-huh.
And put it on top of your pie. No, boy, you got something. Put it in the oven and brown it.
Yeah.
That's me hungry.
Ooh,
for
that's me too. Wish I had some.
I used to make them all the time.
Let's see. If you put eggs in hot water and, you know, still in the shell and cook them for 10 or 20 minutes, then you have what?
Hard-boiled eggs.
Okay. And if you crack them and just let them fall out of the shells into hot water, what do you have?
Boiled eggs.
Okay. Sometimes, like, if you get the water...
Poached eggs.
Okay.
That's what they call when you put them in the water and cook them that way.
Yeah. Poached
eggs.
Do you know anything about spinning, a weaving material?
No, but my grandmother did.
She did?
She had the old spinning wheel.
Yeah?
My father's mother.
Did you ever hear anything about it, how she did it or anything?
Well, honey, I've heard her talk and tell me more things. She bought horses and cows and helped her husband, and then he was took off to war before my daddy was born.
Yeah, that's terrible.
So she spent cloth and bought every stick of furniture and her and my stepfather had in their home.
Hmm. Have you ever heard of the loving? The loving, is that anything to do with the cloth?
No, I never did hear grandmother say anything about that.
Okay.